Hello, Blind Cool Tech listeners. My name is Chris Gilland. Welcome to my second edition on Blind Cool Tech. Before I get started, I'd like to take the opportunity to tell you how you can get in contact with me should you choose to do so. There's a couple of ways, actually. The best, easiest way would probably be via email. The address to do that is going to be Chris and Rachel. That's all ran together, by the way, all in lowercase, C-H-R-I-S-A-N-D. Again, that's the word and spelled out, not the ampersand symbol. A-N-D, Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L, at Carolina, C-A-R-O-L-I-N-A, .rr.com. Again, that address is Chris and Rachel, ChrisAndRachel, at Carolina, CaroLina, .rr.com. You can also use that address to get a hold of me on MSN/Windows Messenger/Windows Live Messenger. Personally, I use Windows Live Messenger, but in either case, it should reach me just fine. I do use Skype. My Skype name, if you want to add me, I'm not on very much, but if you want to add me, you can, is Chris, that's C-H-R-I-S, 28210. Again, that's Chris, C-H-R-I-S, 28210. I also do use AOL Instant Messenger. If you want to get a hold of me that way, you can. My screen name is Frisky, that's F as in Foxtrot, R, I, S as in Sierra, K, Y, 81066. Again, that is Frisky, F as in Foxtrot, R, I, S as in Sierra, K, Y, 8 as in the number 8, 1066. And you can feel free to add me to your buddy list if you want to do that. And I use AIM and MSN Messenger quite frequently, so you should find me on, if not both, one at least. Okay, I've gotten all the business stuff out of the way. Today I would like to talk to you, as I've had a very high demand to do this review, and so I figured I would go ahead and do it for you guys. There's been a lot of hype and a lot of question to me about the program WinRAR. Okay, first things first, what exactly is WinRAR? Well, for those of you who are familiar with programs like Power Archiver, I think it's called, or as some would call it, 7-Zip, or even more popularly, WinZip. This program pretty much does identically, precisely the same thing, only, in my opinion, in a much more accessible way, and a much more, may I add, logical way. So I thought today I would pretty much give you a full-blown tutorial slash review, if you will, on WinRAR. And by the way, for those of you who don't know, JAWS or Window Eyes most likely is going to say WinRAR. It's spelled W-I-N-R-A-R. What I usually do in order to make JAWS say it correctly, just for your information, not as if it matters, but what I generally do is I put capital W-I-N, capital R, A-R, all ran together as one word. That's how I usually will do it. Now, first things first, unfortunately, I do not know where to get WinRAR, because I got it way back when it was an older version. I purchased my copy and used it quite frequently since, and so to be honest with you, I don't completely remember where to get it from. What I can tell you is if you go to download.com, I believe most likely you should be able to get a 30-day trial off of that website. In fact, most likely, it may not be a 30-day demo. Like I told you, I never used the demo. I simply was so impressed with what I saw up front that I went ahead and just bought it straight up front. A licensed copy of this program will run you probably around $29 to $30. But believe you me, when you get into it and you see all the things it offers, I think you will well say that it is very reasonably priced and very well worth it. In my opinion, it blows the zip utility that's built into Windows XP totally out of the water. If you're using Windows 9X, for example, like by that I mean if you're using like Windows 98 Second Edition, Windows Millennium, Windows 2000, well actually, yeah, Windows 2000, that's not really 9X, but you get the point. Windows 2000, I think even Windows NT. And I'm not so sure about Windows 2003 Server. I haven't really gotten much into that, or the 64-bit kind of stuff. So you're kind of on your own there. But I know that the only operating system that I'm really aware of that has a built-in zip utility is Windows XP. And frankly, to be honest with you, I'm not going to down Microsoft for what they're worth. It's a good utility for what it is and for what it does. However, it's very limited in what you can do. For example, by that I mean, firstly and foremost, you can always unzip stuff with it. But if you want to physically zip up a file to send to somebody for distribution, I have not honestly found a way. Now, maybe Larry Skootcon can fill me in on this, but as far as I know, I don't know a way that you can actually successfully do that and compress it. Okay, you're probably sitting here now wondering, for some of you who may be a little less savvy at this, what do I mean about all this when I say zipping and when I say compressing, etc.? This is a very important concept that you're going to have to understand before we even get into the demonstration of this program, because if you don't understand what it means by zipping files and unzipping files, if you don't understand what it means by extracting files, you're going to be very lost. So I think that's the first thing that I need to address. Basically, when I talk about zipping a file or unzipping a file, what I'm basically stating is this. Let's say, for example, I'll give you two scenarios. Firstly, let's say, for example, that you have a file that is really large. We'll say that the file, just for sake of example, is 10 megabytes. You want to send this file to somebody, okay? Doesn't matter who. It could be that you're wanting to submit it up to Blind Cool Tech. It could be that you're wanting to email it to a friend. Whatever. The point is that the file is fairly big. What the zip standard, basically, in lack of a better word, will let you do is to take that file and basically compress it. In other words, let you make it into a file that will hopefully, notice I did say keyword hopefully, be smaller. Now the reason that I say hopefully will be smaller is because sometimes, depending on what you're zipping up, it may not compress it a whole lot, or it may compress it a lot. It, like I say, it depends on the file, and it depends on what type of compression you use, and it also depends on how much compression you use. Now, having said that, keep in mind that the more compression that you use, in other words, the higher the compression, the longer it's going to take to do, to process, and rather, and to compress. So, you might want to keep that in mind. Now, I said that there were two scenarios I was going to give you. That was the first. The second scenario is, let's say, for example, that you have, we'll say, for example, 10 files that you want to send to somebody, okay? You can actually zip them up into one file, and by doing so, you'll receive the output of a .zip file. By that I mean a .zip extension, file extension. This particular file, when you open it, will contain all of the files, all 10 of those files, inside of it. So what you would basically do is you would open the file and then you would extract all 10 of those files to a directory on either your hard drive, onto a floppy disk, onto a flash card, whatever it may be. The point is that you're basically extracting those files to a folder that you can later get to, and that you can access individually each of the files accordingly. So that's basically, in a nutshell, the concept of what ZIP is. Now, why do they call it WinRAR and not, as the old program would say, WinZip? Well, the reason is very simple. There are several different compression types of files. By that I mean you have, for example, you've got ZIP files, you've got RAR, R-A-R files, you have TAR files, T is in Tango, A-R, that's Tango Alpha Romeo, pardon me. You've got tar.gz, or as you guys overseas in the UK and whatnot would say, tar.gz files. Those are mainly used more among distributions of Unix, like, you know, Linux-based operating systems, etc. However, you do see them on occasions. It's very seldom, but you may see them on occasions in, you know, programs that run, you know, 32-bit, like Windows, for example. And by the way, if this, when I say 32-bit and whatnot, if all this is going over your head, don't panic, don't worry about it. Right now, what I'm doing is I'm giving you more of the technical side of this. So don't think that you're going to be left in a cloud of dust just because you don't understand all of this. Because you will understand it as we go along, trust me. Right now, I'm basically just lecturally giving you some information, is all I'm doing. You've got different... Another thing about WinRAR that I really like. Let's say that you have an older computer that does not have a CD burner on it. Let's say that you download something that is an ISO file. You know, like a CD ISO image, for example. WinRAR will actually open it and let you extract it. Rather than onto a CD, it'll let you actually extract it to a folder on your hard drive, just like you would any other type file in this respect. So, having said that, I'm going to go ahead and launch WinRAR and kind of give you a small little demonstration. Now, one thing I want to mention here is you don't necessarily have to go to the start menu and run WinRAR manually like I'm fixing to do. However, I would highly recommend that you do because, frankly, to be honest with you, I find that it works a lot better if you do. To be quite frankly honest with you. So, having said and done that, I'm going to go to my start menu.
Start menu, absolute FTP.
I'm going to hit P for programs.
Program submenu, accessories submenu.
And then I'm going to hit the letter W until I reach WinRAR.
Windows Messenger, WinRAR submenu.
And I'll press enter to open that submenu.
Console RAR manual.
And this is the manual, which I haven't really looked at, but frankly, I'll be honest with you, this program is so basic and so easy, I really don't think you're going to need it. I'm going to down arrow, though, until I get to the actual program itself.
WinRAR.
And there it is right there. Let's press enter to launch it.
Leaving menus, start button, see WinRAR, list view, $volt, $.avg, file folder 6/7/2006/8:20 a.m.
Okay, let me kind of explain to you here what's basically happened. Right now, you have on the screen a list view of basically all of the folders on your local hard drive. Now, just to prove that, I'm going to down arrow here to show you.
253,009, file folder, 2K, file folder, 8, Adobe, file folder, add, file folder, 6/...
Now that, I don't even know.
ADVD.
ADVD, I'm not real sure what that stands for, but whatever.
Add. A file folder 7 and Ever file folder 5 archives.
So as you can see, these are basically all the local folders on my hard drive. You know, you got. So anyway, now let's say we want to back up a level in the directory tree. Well, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to press the letter F until I reach my FTP folder.
FTP file folder.
And I'll hit enter on that
dot,
to
dot,
open it.
File folder.
Now, as you heard it say dot dot, now I'm going to show you in a minute what that's all about, but
Music file folder 9/12 software file folder tutorials.
So as you can hear, we're now sitting looking in my FTP folder. Now let's say we wanted to back up a level and go back to the root directory of my C drive. If I hit my home key,
.dot file folder.
That .dot that you're hearing, that's exactly what that does. It drops you back one level. So for example, if I push enter on that right now,
FTP file folder 9/10/2065.
Now hit the home key.
$volt.avg.
See what it did? It took us back a folder.
253,009 file 2K file folder.
Okay, so you get the point. I want to show you the menu bar at this point because there are some very useful tools in here. And to be honest with you, half the time you're probably not going to really use them, but they are nice to know that they're there. And everything pretty much has shortcut keys too, by the way. So you might want to take note of that. I'm going to tap my left alt key. Actually, your left or your right alt key will do the trick. I just prefer to do the left. So here we go.
Menu bar file.
Okay, so file, we're going to right arrow one time.
Commands.
Commands.
Tools.
Tools, I'm just right arrowing here, by the way.
Favorites.
Favorites.
Options.
Options.
Help.
And help. Okay, I'm going to press the left arrow until I get back to the file menu.
Command. Tool. Command. File.
Sorry about that. And I'll go ahead and down arrow here to open up the file menu, show you kind of what's in here.
Menu, file menu, open archive, control plus O.
Okay, so let's say, for example, that you have an archive that's been created, like a zip file, for example. This is where you would go to open it. Let's down arrow.
Change drive, control plus D, sub menu.
Okay, change drive. Now, let me show you what that's all about. Let's right arrow to open that.
C.
You got C colon,
D,
D colon,
E,
E colon. See, these are all the drives on my system. So basically, if I wanted to actually look at a different, by default, it's going to default to my C drive. But this is where I could go and have it to change the drive so that then that list view would update and reflect to work with all of the other drives on my system, basically. Okay, I'm going to collapse that submenu. I'm going to hit the left arrow.
Change drive control.
No need to do anything in there. Okay, let's down arrow. Keep going.
Browse for folder control plus T.
To be frankly honest with you, I'm not 100% certain what that does because you pretty much already gotten in the list view the different folders. I think what that does, if I'm not mistaken, is it allows you to browse to a certain folder, and then when you hit enter on that folder after browsing to it, it'll then bring the content of that folder and all of its subfolders up in this list view. Which, of course, you're going to always have that dot dot at the top of your list view, because like I said, that's how you jump back one directory level in the tree hierarchy. But anyways, I'm going to down arrow here.
Password control plus P.
Okay, password. You can password protect securely an archive. In other words, let's say, for example, that you have a zip file that you have put together, for example, and it's got some private data in it. It's got some private data information of some sort. Now, I can't really begin to tell you what it would be that would be private. I'll let you use your imagination on that. But the point is that it's something private that you don't want necessarily certain people to get access to. Once you've created the archive, you can then go here and you can password protect the archive. Or as it told us,
password control plus P.
We can hit control P as in Papa, or to be more proper, control P as in password, and it will then let you password protect the archive. And I'll show you later how that works. Let's down arrow.
Copy files to clipboard, control plus C.
Well, that's kind of obvious. It's going to let you copy files to the clipboard just as if you would do in Windows Explorer.
Paste files from clipboard, control plus V.
And again, same ordeal. This is going to let you paste files into a folder just like you would, again, through Windows Explorer.
Select all, control plus A.
Okay, well, that's a very helpful feature. Select all. Control A is an alpha. Or, to be more proper, control A is an all, A-L-L. Basically, what that'll do, let me get out of my menu bar here.
Menu, leaving.
And I'm just going to do it right now. Hit control A.
$vault$.avg file folder 6/7/2006/820am253009 file folder 9/1/2006/1031.2k file folder 8.
See what it's doing? It's basically, it selected everything in that list view. Now I'm going to just hit the home key one time to unselect that.
$vault.
Okay, there we go. Let me go back into my menu bar, back down to select all.
Menu. Select group gray plus.
Whoops, sorry.
Select all control plus.
Pardon me. All right.
Select group gray plus.
Okay, select group. I have absolutely no earthly idea what that does. I've never ever used it, so I wouldn't even fool with it. Perhaps someone can look in the documentation and tell me, but as far as I'm concerned, I wouldn't even mess with it.
Deselect group gray.
Okay, again, deselect group. I don't really know exactly what that's going to do.
Invert selection gray star.
Okay, invert selection. That would be like, for example, if you select all, for example, and then you invert the selection, you're basically then doing the opposite. So like, let's say, for example, that you've got three files or folders that are selected. You invert the selection. Those three selection of files or folders, whatever, are no longer going to be selected. That's all that does.
Exit.
And that's quite obvious. Exit will just exit the program. Okay, so that's pretty much the file menu for you. I'm going to right arrow one time.
Commands menu.
And that'll take us to the commands menu.
Add files to archive, Alt plus A.
Okay, so add files to archive, Alt A, as in add. That's like if you want to add files or folders. Well, actually, you know what? That's not going to add... never mind. I spoke too soon. That's not going to add folders. All that's going to add are files. Now, if you want to add a folder...
Extract to the specified folder, Alt plus E.
Okay, well, maybe it will let you add a folder that way. I'm not really sure. This is not the way I would go about adding files and folders to an archive. I'll show you in a moment a much easier way of doing it. But Alt A is there if you want to do it this way through the actual interface of the program.
Extract to the specified folder, Alt plus E.
Okay, extract to the specified folder. This is very, very important. Alt E, as in extract. This is very, very important because when you get a file that's compressed in a zip format, a RAR format, a TAR format, a TAR.gz or GZ format, if you get an ISO file, whatever, and you want to be able to decompress it into a folder, this is how you do it. You could either go here into your commands menu and then arrow down to that option right there.
Extract to the specified folder.
Or, as you heard,
extract to the specified folder Alt plus E.
You could hit Alt E as an extract, which is what I would prefer to do. Now that, unfortunately, you do have to do straight through the interface of the program. That I have not found a way from the shell integration to do it, unfortunately. I'm going to down arrow again.
Test archived files Alt plus T.
Let's say that you have an archive that you've created and you want to be certain that the checksums add up. In other words, you want to be sure that the file isn't corrupted, etc., before you go sending it off to somebody. This is where you could go to test everything and make sure everything runs properly. I'm going to go down again.
View file Alt plus V.
View file Alt V. Okay, let's say that you have, for example, a zip file, and within that zip file, let's say you've got three text files. You highlight the text file that you want to open or look at or view, I should say. And then, once you get it open,
view file Alt plus V.
You can simply press Alt V as in view, and that will open whatever the default program is associated for that file type, and it will then let you view the content of the file. So let's say, for example, it's a text file. You hit Alt V. Well, Microsoft Word may come up. Notepad may come up, WordPad may come up, HJPad may come up, WordPerfect may come up, Professional Write may come up. Whatever your default program is for opening, Internet Explorer may come up. The point is, whatever your default text editor would be for text files, and really, to be more proper, I should not necessarily say text editor. I should probably more properly say text viewer, because, like I said, Internet Explorer will actually open text files. In fact, to be frankly honest with you, that is what I prefer. If I'm going to view a text file, I would much rather view it in Internet Explorer. I don't know why, but that's just my preference, personally. Then if I want to edit it, then I can simply then go into the Tools menu, go to View Source. Actually, I think it's in the View menu, not the Tools menu, pardon me. And then go to View Source, and then it'll bring it up in my default editor, and then I can actually modify it if I have to and resave it if need be. So, anyway, but that's kind of getting off on a tangent of the point. The point I'm making in all this is, basically, you hit Alt-V, it'll open up. Let's say you got an MP3, for example. You hit Alt-V, it may bring up Windows Media Player. It might bring up Winamp. It might bring up Real One Player. It might bring up Real Alternative Player. It might bring up Music Match Jukebox. Whatever your default associated program is, it's going to bring that up. And perhaps down the road I'll make a tutorial on how to set up file associations. That would be a really good tutorial. Hey Larry, you think I should do it? Anyway, I don't know. You guys email me. If you want me to do it, let me know, and I'll be happy to. I don't know how high of a demand that'll be, but if you guys want me to do it, let me know. I'll be happy to. Anyway, we're getting off on a tangent, so I don't want to do that. Let's keep going.
Delete files, Del.
Okay, delete files. That's by Del, it basically means delete. In other words, delete files. Now, this is a little bit misleading, because not only can you delete files this way, you can delete folders this way, too. You hit the delete key on it, and it'll ask you if you're sure. You hit yes, and then it'll move it to the recycle bin, assuming that is that your recycle bin is enabled, which mine personally is not. That's probably a very dumb decision on my part, but that's just me, so get over it. No, I'm kidding. Okay.
Rename file F2.
Rename file, well, that's quite obvious, and again, very misleading, because this will also work with a folder. I don't know why they keep referring to files here, why they don't say rename a file or folder. I think the author could have done a little bit of a better job at addressing these options, but anyway, I'm not the author, so what can I say? Let's down arrow again.
Print file, control plus I.
Print file. Okay, well, okay, obviously that only is applicable if you're printing like a picture or if you're printing like a text file or such. If you're trying to print an MP3 file, good luck. You're going to really get some weird wing-ding, ding-dang things, and you'll probably run out of paper, may I add. So anyway, let's go down again.
Extract without confirmation, Alt plus W.
Okay, let me see if I can explain to you here the difference between extracting versus extracting without confirmation. Basically, let me give you an example. Let's say that you have a folder on your drive, and we'll say it's called BCT. Now, let's say that you got a zip file that somebody sends you with, say, 3 or 4 different Blind Cool Tech MP3s in it. Okay, let's say that one of those MP3s is called BCT001.mp3. Let's assume that you already in your BCT folder on your hard drive, or your destination drive, I should more properly say, in your BCT folder, you already have a file called BCT001.mp3. Okay, well, if you hit Alt-E to extract to folder, it's going to then see that that file's there, and it's going to go, whoops, okay, there's already a file here by that name. What do you want me to do? Do you want me to overwrite the current one that's there? Do you want me to leave the one that's there and not override it? What do you want me to do? Well, if the difference is that if you hit Alt-W, as in whiskey, it's going to basically extract the same way, except if it hits something like that, it's not going to confirm. It's just simply going to go ahead and override it. It won't even ask. It'll just do it. So that's the main difference.
Add archive comment, alt plus M.
Add archive comment. Again, we'll be looking at this a little bit later. But basically, in a nutshell, what that'll allow you to do is if you want to put a comment in a file, let's say, for example, that you have, say, three text files that you've downloaded off the internet dealing with, adaptive technology. So you might make a comment in your zip file that will say, this zip file contains information dealing with technology that was presented at the ACB radio the ACB convention in 2006, for example. So that's pretty much what that's all about. It just allows you to put a comment in the file, no big deal. Let's down arrow again.
Protect archive from damage, alt plus P.
Protect archive from damage, I really don't know what that does, but if I had to guess, I would probably take a wild stab at it to say that that's going to make your archive read-only. It's going to give it the read-only attribute so that, like, if you try to modify it in any way, you're not going to be able to. Now, how you would then unprotect it if you wanted to, I don't really know. I would assume that there would be an unprotect option, either that or it would be one of those option types where there'd be it's either checked or it's unchecked in your menu bar. That's what I would assume. I've never really played with that. I just assume if I want to do it, I'll just do it through the properties in Windows Explorer.
Lock archive alt plus L.
Okay, lock archive. Not really 100% sure what that's going to do different from protecting it from damage. You would almost think those would be interchangeable, so I'm not really 100% certain. Again, someone wants to look at the documentation and let me know, I'd be interested in finding out what that is. Let's down arrow again.
Add files to archive alt plus A.
And as you just heard, we wrapped back around. So that's pretty much that for you. I'm going to right arrow.
Tools menu, wizard.
Okay, now you're in the tools menu, and this is the wizard. This will allow you to either zip a file, compress a file, or to uncompress and extract a file via wizard-type interface. For those of you who may be, perhaps, a little bit less computer savvy, that may not be a bad route for you to take. Now, I've never looked at the wizards, but I can honestly say I can't imagine that it would be that difficult. I'm going to down arrow again.
Scan archive for viruses, alt plus D.
So if you've got a virus scanner on your computer, you can always scan it for viruses with this particular option. Again, I really don't know why you would ever want to do that if you trusted the source, but if you don't really know where you're getting it from, or if somebody just in general sends it to you, it may not hurt to do it. But frankly, what I would do, and this is what I generally do, is I generally go ahead and I'll extract all the files to a folder, then I'll turn around through Windows Explorer, go to the folder and highlight it, hit my applications key, or if you're using a keyboard that doesn't have that, you could always hit Shift F10, again that's the shift and the function key F10, and then the context menu that pops up, just go down and hopefully your virus scanner will have an option in there that you can scan for viruses, and that's what I would normally suggest doing, rather than trying to do it through WinRAR itself, because sometimes I find that programs that implement virus scanning built into them, I find sometimes can be very reliable, but other times they can tend to be kind of flaky, if you know what I mean. So it's really not advisable, but anywho, it's there if you want to use it. I'm going to down arrow.
Convert archives alt plus Q.
Okay, convert archives, I would assume that would be, like, let's say you got a zip archive and you want to convert it to a RAR archive, or vice versa. That's how you would do it. By the way, all this time I've been talking to you, I have mentioned that you can extract ISO archives. I want to make one thing clear that I've totally forgotten to, and that is, even though you can extract ISO archives, you cannot create them with WinRAR. If you want to create an ISO image, you're going to have to actually probably use like a CD burning software such as Nero or Roxio Easy CD Creator, or use something like WinISO, that's what I'm trying to think of. Something to that effect. So just know that you cannot actually compress, if you will, files and folders to an ISO with this. So, you know, it only goes one way. Now, zip and RAR and whatnot, on the other hand, goes both ways. You can either create or you can decompress, either way. But for some reason that's beyond my explanation, ISO you cannot create. I wish you could, but you can't. So just keep that in mind. I'm going to keep down arrowing in this menu, in the tools menu.
Repair archive alt plus R.
Okay, repair archive. I guess that's like if you know that the archive is indeed damaged. And the way you'll know is it'll bring up a diagnostic type window, dialog box, if you will. And you can pretty much use your mouse navigation, you know, like your JAWS cursor, or in the case of Window Eyes, you could use your mouse pointer and review the screen and see what problems it found as far as the archive. Sometimes it's not going to be very obvious, like it may say unexpected end of archive or something to that effect. So if you hit Alt-R or you go in here into your tools menu into repair archive, you may or may not be able to repair it. It depends on what the damage is, and it depends on if WinRAR is smart enough to be able to detect it. Sometimes the algorithm will be that it can, sometimes it'll be that it can't. Generally, I have not found that option to be very effective. Most of the time, if it's corrupted, I've found it's corrupted. So you pretty much might as well just get over it if it's corrupted. Try to re-download the file, try to re-get it from its destination. If you created it yourself, try to recreate it again. Generally, I've not found the repair option to be very effective. So that's that. Anyway, let's down arrow.
Convert archive to SFX alt plus X.
You know, I really don't know what SFX is, and I should, but I don't. So, I'm sorry, I really can't comment on that.
Find files F3.
Find files, that's pretty much gonna bring up like it would if you were to go into your start menu and go to search files or folders. That's pretty much all that's gonna do.
Show information alt plus I.
Show information, that's basically like, let's say that you had a comment in the file and you closed the comment and then later you wanted to reopen it. I think that's how you would do it right there, Alt-I, to bring up the information. Don't quote me on that, I might be wrong, but I think that's most likely what that's going to do.
Generate report, Alt plus G.
Generate report, again, I have no idea what report it's generating. I guess it's more just the statistics on the file, but again, I really can't honestly say. I've never really fooled with that.
Benchmark and hardware test, Alt plus D.
Benchmark and hardware test, again, I've never fooled with. I have no earthly idea.
Wizard.
Okay, and we're back around to wizard. Let's right arrow to get to the next menu.
Favorites menu. Add to favorites dot 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 control plus F.
And this is pretty obvious. It's your favorites menu, just as you would have in Internet Explorer or in Windows Explorer. And I've got quite a few favorites here, so I'm not even going to bother taking you through that. But it's the same exact principle, no different whatsoever. Let's right arrow.
Options menu. Settings dot 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 control plus S.
Okay, settings. And this is in your options menu. Now, I am going to take you in there in just a moment, but I'm not going to do it quite yet. Let's down arrow.
Import slash export sub menu.
Okay, let's look at this.
Import settings from file.
So, apparently, you can actually, when you make your settings, you can actually back them up to a file, and then you can later retrieve them. You can export them to a file, and then later import them.
Export settings to file.
As you can see. Excuse me. So,
import slash export.
I hit left arrow to get out of that submenu. Let's down arrow.
File list submenu.
Let's see what that's all about.
Flat folders view control plus H. List view. Details checked.
Oh, okay. So this must be just like the interface view of how you want to view your files and your folders in this little list view type thing.
Flat folders view.
Yeah, that's all that is. I would leave that alone if I was you, because it pretty well works straight out of the box. Let's left arrow.
File list submenu.
And then we'll keep going down.
View log dot 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 control plus L.
And again, I don't really know what that log would be. I guess it just tells you like what it's extracted, etc. So, yeah, I wouldn't really fool with that.
Clear log.
Clear log, which I probably need
leaving menu.
To do.
Clear log dialog. Are you sure you want to clear the log file? Yes button.
And you could just tab.
No button.
You got no.
Yes button.
And there's yes. I'm just going to go ahead and say yes.
List view. Dollar volt.
Okay. And I'm going to go back to that menu again here.
Favorites. Options. Menu. View. Clear log.
Okay. Sorry. I'm going to keep going down.
Settings. Dot, dot, dot,
and you're back around to settings. So I'm going to right arrow again.
Help menu. Help topics.
And your help menu. You got help topics, which is pretty obvious.
WinRAR homepage.
Okay, that's the home page, which I will now press
leave
enter
menu,
on
list view, dollar volt,
and bring it up so I can give you the exact URL of where to download this from. Win. The address is
http://www.rarlab.com/.
Okay, so rarlab, rarlab.com, I think is how that's spelled. Let me just read that in context.
http://www.rarlab.com/.
And that slash is at the end there is probably not necessary, but you could put it there just to be safe. So yes, www.rarlab, that's rarlab.com. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and Alt F4 out of this web page, though.
List.
No need to be in there. And I'm going to go back to the help menu and keep
menu.
Going down.
WinRAR homepage.
And that's where we were. I'm going to keep going down.
About WinRAR dot dot dot.
And that's the about screen, which, you know, obviously tells you who it's registered to. It tells you the serial number, if there is one there, I believe. It'll tell you what version you're running. It'll tell you, like, you know, it just gives you general information. It gives you the copyright, all that other good stuff.
Help topics.
And we're back around to help topics. So that's pretty much in a nutshell for you how the program itself works as far as the interface is concerned. I think now we're ready to really dive into it, and let me show you kind of some of the things you can do. Now, again, from this point forward, I'm pretty much not going to use the interface very much at all. We're going to use it maybe one or two times, but for the most part, we're not, because there's really no need to. I am going to now show you how to zip up a file, because that's pretty important. So I'm going to go ahead and get out of these menus, and I'm going to even go as far as to close the interface of WinRAR, because like I told you, there is an easier way to do this. So I just closed out of there. What I'm going to do is I'm going to actually bring up Windows Explorer. So I'm going to press my Windows key and the letter E as in Explorer.
My computer, preview, my computer open, my computer open.
I'm going to tab one time over to my list view, because that's just easier, obviously.
List view not selected, Windows C.
And I'm going to space bar to select that.
Windows C.
And press the enter key, because that's exactly where I want to go, is into my C drive.
List view not.
And now I'm going to hit the letter F until I reach FTP.
FTP.
And I'll hit enter.
List view.
And now I'll hit M until I reach music.
Music.
Press enter.
List view not.
And then, just for sake of being, I'm going to
DVD1.
Go to DVD1.
List view not selected 80s.
And I'll go down.
Bluegrass. Broadway. Christian. Classic rock. Comedy.
And okay.
Classic rock.
We'll go to classic rock, because that's got more than one track in it. So now that I've got classic rock highlighted, I'm going to press the applications key. Let's assume that you don't have an applications key. In that case, you would press Shift and the function key F10. Either way is going to do the exact same effect.
Context menu, explore.
And now, I'm simply, to make this very easy, going to press the letter A as in alpha until I reach Add to Archive. It may be that that's the only option in your context menu that has the shortcut key of A. If not, though, then just keep repetitively pressing the letter A as an alpha until you reach it.
Leaving menus, list view, classic
and
rock,
that was the only
name
thing.
And parameters, dialog, general page,
in my
archive
case.
Name, edit combo, classic rock, dot, rar.
Okay, now, a couple of things that just happened here. We're now presented in a dialog box where we can specify certain parameters as far as how we want to compress this file. Now, right now, as you heard, it is set as a RAR file. Since I'm in JAWS for Windows right now, I'm going to read that current field again by pressing Insert Tab.
archive name edit combo classic rock dot rar to set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value, alt
okay,
plus A.
Whatever. And as you just heard, it, again, it's saying dot rar. Now, I want to show you a couple of things. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to press the end key to move to the end of this line of text. And I'm going to backspace out that RAR, and I'm going to replace it with zip.
RAR.
Because, frankly, I do not like RAR files, simply because the compression in them, I think, is kind of flaky. It's not the greatest. So I'm going to now put ZIP, and now read my current line, insert numpad 8.
Classic rock.zip.
And as you just heard, now we've got it saying classic rock.zip. Well, that's fine with me. Now, there are a couple of other parameters here, however, that we need to set. Let's tab one time.
Browse dot 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 button.
The browse button is used to specify where exactly on the drive you want to actually zip the file and, you know, to.
Find archive dialog. File.
Oh, maybe not. Okay. I'll forget that then. I don't know why that's there. I guess that's there. Oh, I do know why that's there, too. The browse button's there because if you're trying to add files or folders to an already existing archive, this is how you do it. It's not going to override the archive. All it's going to do is just append what you have told it to append to what's already there. So, unlike a conventional file that would, it would come up and say, this file already exists, do you want to override it? It's not going to do that. All it's going to do is it's not even going to override. It's just going to add, basically, let's say, for example, that we had a file, called bct.zip. In that folder, you say, or file, rather, I'm sorry, I know I'm confusing you guys. In that file, you have, we'll say, in that zip file, we'll say you have three files compressed inside that zip file. You have bct1.mp3, bct2.mp3, and bct3.mp3, just for sake of example. Okay. Let's say that you now later get a bct4.mp3 file. Okay, you hit this browse button, then you browse for bct.zip. It's going to then take BCT4, since that's in Windows Explorer, what you had highlighted when you did this, it's going to basically just append that onto the zip file that's already there with BCT1 through BCT3. So, in other words, the point I'm making is it's not going to overwrite the file. It's simply going to just append to it. And that's kind of important to keep in mind. Anyway, so I'm going to escape out of this browse dialog. There's no reason to stay in here because if I tab one time.
Files of type, combo box, open button, cancel button, look in, combo box, up one.
See, it's just a standard browse dial, open file dialog, basically, so there's really no need to play around in here. I'm going to hit escape.
Browse dot dot.
And keep tabbing forward.
Profiles dot 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 button. Profiles dot 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 button.
Now, profiles, I don't really know what that does, frankly. Let's tab.
Zip radio button checked.
Now notice what it did. When we edited in that edit box the .rar and we changed that to say .zip, this radio button automatically updated to zip. That's one of the nice things about WinRAR. It's smart enough to where if you modify that in the edit field, it's going to know it. Let's tab.
Compression method combo box normal.
Excuse me. Remember I told you that you had several different types of compression algorithms you can use. The default is normal, which is where I would leave it. However,
good. Best.
As you can hear,
good, normal, fast, fastest, store.
Those are all the different options you have. So I'm going to go back to
normal.
Normal, because that's all we need. And I'm going to tab.
Update mode combo box, add and replace files.
And that's perfectly fine. I wouldn't worry about that.
Delete files after archiving checkbox not checked.
That's up to you. I certainly do not want to. Excuse me. I certainly don't want to check that box because I don't want it to delete those files off my drive.
Create SFX archive checkbox not checked.
And again, I would not advise that. I'd leave that alone.
Test archived files checkbox not checked.
Nah, you're fine. You don't need to do that either. Going to tab again.
OK button.
And there's your OK button. Now, what the way that this is going to work, let me press enter on this.
Preparing files dot 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 dialog. 155 files found 0%. background button, WinRAR, diagnostic messages dialog, list view, not selected, classic rock.zip, file size is too large for zip archive, use RAR instead.
So basically what it's telling us is that this file, it's basically telling us that this file is going to be too big for a zip file. So it's telling us that we may have to use a, and that's, by the way, one of those diagnostic messages I was telling you about.
Close button.
I'm going to tab it. There's close. I'll hit spacebar.
DVD 1. List view classic rock.
And so let's try to see if we can possibly do that again.
Context menu. Leaving menus. List view.
And we'll do it as a RAR file this time just to be safe. So right now, if I read my current line.
Classic rock.rar.
And I'll just press the enter key to accept.
Creating archive classic rock.rar dialog. Adding 01 jailbreak.mp3 2%.
Okay. Right now, it's zipping up my classic rock folder. Now, it's not going to really tell us this because, like, if I use my insert page down, or insert numpad 3, rather, to read the status line, or if you're a Windows user, it would be insert control S.
Cancel help.
See, it's not going to really tell you anything, but if you use your review cursor commands, your JAWS cursor, or in the case of WindowEyes, your mouse pointer, and you look at this screen, what you're going to find...
Mode dot 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 button, adding 06 back in black dot mp3 58%.
See?
Elapsed time 0 o'clock 45, time left 039.49 1%.
So it's saying it's going to take 39 minutes to zip. Once it's done, you're going to hear a little sound, and then you'll just get a confirmation. Well, not even, okay, not really even a confirmation. You'll just get a sound that'll tell you that it's basically done, and you'll be returned to the last window you were in this case, Windows Explorer.
PC.
Now, I'm going to cancel this because I'm not waiting no 39 minutes for this to unzip. So I'm going to just hit escape.
User break dialog. Do you wish to abort the current operation? Yes button.
And I'll say yes.
DVD 1. List view classic rock.
And that's been done. Now, let's do something on the contrary. Let's say that there's a zip file that you want to unzip. I'm going to locate here.
Classic rock.
Okay, let me just back up.
List view, DVD, list music, list dollar, list view not select.
To my Windows C.
Windows C, list view.
So I'm on my C drive. Now I'm going to locate a folder here, or I'm sorry, a file here that's a zip file.
Adobe, add, A, antiver. Archives, as, audition, oz.x, oz.zip.
And there's one right there. We're going to unzip this file just to show you. Now, the way that that's going to work is if you push enter on this file, it's going to bring the interface of WinRAR up.
oz.zip WinRAR list view dot dot folder.
And this is very familiar. You saw this a second ago. No need to panic. This is nothing new. We're going to press now Control A, and that's going to thus select all the files and folders in this archive, which has now been done. I hit the Control key to silence speech, by the way. Now we're going to extract these files. So I'm simply going to press Alt E as an echo.
Extraction path and options dialog.
Now you have several different things here that you can actually do. If you're familiar with the DOS-based conventions of how path names work, you'll know you do drive letter colon backslash directory name backslash subdirectory name backslash sub-subdirectory name, etc. until you get as deep as you need it to go. So if you want to type the path in here manually, like c colon backslash archives backslash zip backslash blindcooltech backslash test, you could do it. But I'm going to show you an easier way for those of you who don't feel comfortable doing that. If you shift tab at this point.
General tab, general tab.
Okay, we're going to shift tab again.
Help button.
Keep going.
Cancel button.
Keep going.
OK button.
Keep going.
Preview, desktop open.
Now, this is what I wanted to show you. Right now, you've landed in a tree view that says desktop open. This is where you want it basically to extract the files to. So desktop open. I'm going to press M to reach my computer.
My documents, my computer opened.
Okay, I'm going to hit the letter W in my case for Windows C. In your case, you might have to hit L as in local disk C. Depends on how your computer was set up.
Windows C closed.
I'm going to right arrow to open that.
Windows C open.
See, this is just like a standard tree view, just like you would have anywhere else. And we're going to down arrow now.
$volt$.avg.
And I think that I want to extract this to a folder called test. And I want it to be underneath
Windows C open.
Yeah, the Windows C directory. So if I down arrow now,
$volt$.avg2k.
I could highlight any of these folders that I wanted to extract the files in this zip file to. Or
Windows C open.
I could just do that and highlight Windows C, and then it would simply extract to the root of the C drive. But if at this point I tab one time.
OK button.
Actually, wait a minute. Maybe you can't do that. Hang on.
Cancel. Help general. Destiny. Display. Extract and replace. Ask of keeper. Display. Save. Set. Review.
I'm just looking at something. Okay, apparently you can't do what I was thinking you could do. I was thinking that you could create a folder, but apparently the only way to do that is to physically... Well, here's what we could do. Let me show you what you can do. If you highlight your C drive like so...
Windows C closed. Windows C open.
And then you tab.
Okay, but
over to the extract to.
Cancel help, but general destination. Destination path will be created if does not exist. Edit combo C.
Now notice what it did. I've got C:\ in here, and I'll prove it.
C:\blank.
Now I can go to the end of that, and now I can type in the name of the folder that I want it to extract to, since it doesn't already exist, if I so chose. I'm going to just type test here, T-E-S-T. So now what we have is C:\test.
C:\T-E-S-T. C-test.
And there you go.
Blank.
I'm going to go ahead, and by the way, that blank was just because I right-arrowed past the T in test. I'm going to go ahead now and press the Enter key to say OK. And I know that OK is the default button, because if I push Insert and the letter E as an echo,
OK,
it tells us OK is the default button. Now, if you're a Window Eyes user, by the way, you can hit the numpad period key. That's the key directly immediately to the right of your insert key. It'll tell you the same thing. So we know that our default key is, or button, I should say, is OK. Let's just press Enter.
List view, dot, dot, folder.
And at this point, it has successfully been unzipped. Now, depending on the size of the zip file, it may be bigger than that, and thus it may take a while. I have seen archives that have taken up to 20 minutes to unzip and up to 45 minutes to zip. So don't be alarmed if it takes a while. Just be patient. Keep using your JAWS cursor or your mouse pointer if you have to. Keep looking around the screen, and eventually you should see that it'll go through and it'll be all done. So now we're placed basically back in the list view and the main interface of WinRAR. We're going to Alt F4 out of this.
Windows C, list view oz.zip.
And at this point, I'm going to press F5 to refresh this directory.
Not select.
And now, if I look, I can hit the letter T as in test.
Test.
And there's our test folder. Now watch this. If I hit Enter.
List view not selected setup.x.
And there's the file.
Setup.x.
Now that's the only, as you just heard that little kind of crackety crack sound. That basically tells me, with this particular sound scheme, that we're at the bottom of the list. So basically, setup.exe was apparently the only file in this list, or I should say rather more properly, in this zip file. Now, I want to create an archive, and I want to show you how to add a comment to it, and also show you how to password protect it. I'm going to hit the Applications key on this.
Context menu open.
And I'm going to press the letter A as in alpha to add to archive.
Run as dot dot dot.
And we don't want to run as, so let's hit A again.
Add to archive dot dot dot.
And that's what I want right there. So I'm going to go ahead and press the Enter key here.
Leaving menus, list view setup.x, archive name and parameters dialog, general page, archive name edit combo, setup.rar.
And you remember this, so I'm going to hit the end key, get that rar out of there.
R-A-R.
And replace it with zip, Z-I-P.
Setup.zip.
And I'm going to, basically, because I pretty much know it's going to keep the zip file in the same folder that this file is in. So until you physically go through Windows Explorer and move it. So I know that, in other words, I know that the file that I highlighted is in the test folder. So that tells me, obviously, that the test folder is what's going to contain the zip file. So I'm pretty much set. I don't need to change anything else here. Just press the Enter key.
Test list view setup.x.
And I'll refresh the page with F5. And now...
Setup.x, close button.
Okay, wait a minute.
List view setup.x.
Oh. Alright, I don't know how that happened, but we're in the interface of WinRAR, so I'm going to Alt F4 out of there.
Sony Sound Forge.
Well, shoot. What the heck happened there? Okay.
Leave.
Hold on a minute. Let me bring Windows Explorer back
My
up.
My computer, three view.
Something weird happened, but the point is, it should be there.
List view not Windows. List view. Test. List view not selected. Setup.x. Setup.zip.
There it is right there. Setup.zip. Now, I don't know why it said that and didn't say test. Oh, yes, I do, because it kept the same file name that was already on the other file. Pardon me. Now, you could have edited that, but... And normally, I probably would have edited that, but I'm just trying to give you the point. So let's press Enter here, and of course, again, that's going to bring up the WinRAR archive interface.
Setup.zip WinRAR list view dot dot folder.
All right. Now, let's first of all, let's add a comment to this. I'm going to hit the Alt key to go to the menu bar.
Menu bar, file.
I'm going to tab, or I'm sorry, not tab. I'm going to, pardon me. I'm going to right arrow over.
Commands. Tools. Favorites.
Well, tools, I think, is where it was. So let's go into tools.
Tool, menu, tools, menu, wizard. Scan archive for convert archive, repair archive, convert archive, find files, show information, generate report, alt plus G.
Maybe not.
Benchmark and wizard.
Maybe not. Okay, maybe it's in the commands menu, so I'm going to left arrow.
Commands menu, add files to archive, alt plus...
Yeah, here's where it is. Let's down arrow.
Extract to the spec test archive, view file, alt, delete files, de- rename file, F, print file, con- extract without, add archive, comment, alt plus M.
There you go, so I could have just hit alt M, but I'm going to go ahead and hit enter here.
Leaving menus, archive setup.zip dialog, comment page, archive comment edit.
And right here I can go ahead and type in, for example, these... are the AdAware scripts for JAWS.
These are the AdAware scripts for JAWS.
Now if I tab...
Load comment from file button.
So in other words, let's say that you add a TXT file. You could actually load that TXT file into here without having to type it all over manually.
OK button.
I'll just press the OK button.
List view, dot dot folder.
And now that's been updated. And I'll show you in a minute how that got updated. I'm going to go ahead and Alt F4 out of this archive.
Test list view setup.zip.
I'm going to refresh the screen.
Not selected.
And
setup.x, setup.zip.
Now, watch this. If I press Enter now,
setup.zip WinRAR list view dot dot folder.
Now, it does not tell us by default that there is any kind of a comment here. But remember where it said view information to press Alt-I? I'm going to do that right now.
Archive setup.zip dialog, info page, info tab.
Now, we're in the info tab. Let's right arrow.
Comment tab.
And there's the comment tab. Now, if I tab over.
Archive comment edit.
I can now simply hit Control Home, like so.
These are the AdAware scripts for JAWS.
And then go down.
These are the AdAware scripts for...
And that's obviously everything. Now let me show you what happens here, though. Let's shift tab.
Comment tab.
If we left arrow...
Info tab.
Look at this.
OK button, OK button.
OK, you might have to use your JAWS cursor to read this.
Cancel, help button, info tab.
Yeah.
JAWS to PC. Info tab, comment tab, SF zip archive.
So it tells us it's a zip archive.
Version to extract 2.0.
OK, that's nothing we...
Host OS DOS. 92% dialogue. Total files 1. Total size 311,010.
So it gives us the total files within the archive. It gives us the size of the archive.
Pack size 287,565.
So basically, what it's telling us by that...
Total size 311,010. 387,565.
So it basically compressed it a little over 100K.
Ratio 92%.
I don't really know what the ratio is. I guess that's the compression ratio, maybe.
SFX module size 0.
Some of this stuff gets way over my head.
Main comment present.
Main comment present, so it's telling you that there is a comment in this file.
Passwords absent.
Passwords absent. Now, we're going to change that here in just a moment. That does not, by the way, don't be misled, that does not mean that the password is the word absence. That's basically telling you that there is no password set. However,
OK button, cancel button, help button, PC.
Let's see. Okay, I went to my PC cursor.
Info tab, comment tab, SFX tab.
So I'm not real sure what the SFX tab is, but nonetheless, I'm going to hit escape on this.
List view.
Go back in there to the thing, and now we're going to add a password to show you how that works. I'm going to press, if you recall from the menu bar before, Alt P. Okay, maybe it's not Alt-P, maybe it's Control-P, sorry.
Enter default password dialog, enter password edit.
Okay, so it's actually Control-P, pardon me. And now it's telling us...
Enter password edit, type in text, okay, Alt+E.
So it wants us to enter the password. Now why it said default password, I'll show you in a moment. I'm just going to put in there, blind cool tech, all is one word, all lowercase, all ran together. So blindcooltech. And then press tab.
Re-enter password for verification password edit.
That's the reason why it said default password a second ago, is because now it's wanting us to confirm the password just to make sure that we typed it properly and that we didn't goof up in the event that we would mess up the archive and never be able to get into it again. So I'm going to type that again, blindcooltech, and I'll tab.
Show password checkbox not checked.
Okay, this is basically if you wanted it to show the password instead of the little shadow hidden asterisks for, you know, to encrypt it so that somebody visually couldn't see the password. So right now I've got that unchecked, so basically right now it would just be showing
star blank,
as you can see.
And
so that sounded like way too many letters for blind cool tech, so I'm going to replace it to be absolutely certain.
Show password checkbox not checked.
I'm going to check that
checked.
Just because I can. Now watch what it did.
Enter password edit, blind cool tech.
See what it did? Now it's actually showing you the password.
Show password not checked.
But I'm going to uncheck that.
Re-enter password for verification password edit, ***.
And that way it stays encrypted. Now let's tab.
Encrypt file names checkbox not checked.
Now, do you want to encrypt the file names? Well, nah, probably not. That's just an add-on security. I wouldn't do that if I was you.
OK button.
And we'll hit the OK button.
List view, .dot folder.
Now, let me show you what's happened here. let's hit Alt-I.
Archive setup .zip dialog, info page, info tab.
And let's use our JAWS cursor. Now look what it says about the password.
JAWS info zip version 2 exposed 090 total subpack size to ratio SFX main comma passwords absent.
Well, okay, passwords PC, absent. List. Okay, we probably are going to have to Alt F4 out of
test,
it.
List view set.
And then I'll refresh
not
this.
Selected.
And then go back in.
Setup.zip.
Now watch this. If I press enter at this point.
Setup.zip winrar list view .dot folder.
Now, it brought it up as it should. However, watch this.
.dot fold setup.x300.
See, right now it brought it up like we could extract it. However, watch this. If I now press Alt E to extract.
Extraction path and options dialog. General page. Destination path will be created if does not exist.
Now I'm just gonna put this, we'll say, in a folder called BCT. Now, here's where the password is going to come in. If I press the enter key.
List view, .dot folder.
Okay, that was not supposed to happen. Weird. Hold on a sec.
Enter default password dialog. Enter password edit.
That's odd.
Re-enter.
Let me try that again. I got to admit, I've never tried passwording a file here.
Show password checkbox not checked. Encrypt file names check OK button.
I wonder
okay
if
button,
it might be because... Let me try something. I have a theory, but I want to see before I go opening my big mouth. That would be so like me to do that.
archive setup dot zip jaws to pass main passwords absent PC
okay,
list view.
That's what I thought. Okay, I'll queue.
Convert archives dialog list view not selected setup dot zip c test.
Okay, basically what I'm doing right now.
Setup dot zip c colon backslash test backslash.
Okay, list. Let's do it this way.
Test.
I'm gonna first
setup
of all.
Dot a, setup dot zip.
Setup dot zip. First thing I'm going to do is to delete.
Confirm file delete dialog.
Setup dot zip.
Deleting. List view not selected dollar volt.
I'm just kind of deleting what I just
demo
goofed up and did.
BCT. Confirm full.
Oopsie.
List view.
Darn it. Whoops. Okay, there.
PC.
Oh, boy.
Yes, the yes button. Yes, Windows C.
All. Okay. Bear with me a minute.
Dollar volt. Adobe add a antiver archive as audition odd.x oz.zip.
Okay, let me bring this back up here.
Sonar scanning secret settings dot setup.x.
Okay, I just highlighted the setup.exe file. I'm gonna make this as a RAR file rather than a zip file because I have a theory.
Context run as dot dot add to archive dot dot.
So that was just the applications key, and I hit A as an alpha until I reached this option.
Leaving menus, archive name and parameters dialog.
And setup. I'm gonna call it just for sake of example, test pwd dot rar. And hit enter.
Creating archive testbook.rar dialog. Folder view list views.
And now I'm going to simply refresh the screen.
List view not
like that. And then
test file folder not.
I'm gonna first of all I'm gonna delete this test folder.
Deleting dot 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 dialog. Confirm file delete. Yes. Windows C.
No need to keep that.
Tape.mp3 dollar tape.testbook.rar.
There. Now
testbook.rar winrar list view.
I've got to password protect it again, so control P.
Enter default password dialog. Enter password.
And let's do that again. Blind Cool Tech. Tab.
Re-enter password.
Blind Cool Tech again. And tab.
Show password checkbox not checked.
And leave all
enter
this
okay
junk
button
alone. Press OK.
List view. Dot dot folder.
Now, I'm going to bring the archive information up.
Archive testbook.rar. Jaw authenticity verification absent. Archive lock absent. Authenticity verification absent.
Okay, I'm not real sure what it means by authenticity verification absent.
PC.
But
list view.
What I can tell you.
Windows C.
Let me get out of here.
Not select.
And refresh the screen.
Not selected dollar volt dollar.
And I will go to test.rar.
Testbook.rar to un.
Okay. I'm going to open it.
Testbook.rar winrar list view dot dot folder.
And now let's see if it'll let us do it.
Dot dot folder.
I'm going to try to extract this.
Extraction path and options dialog. General page. Destination path.
Well, bizarre. Okay. That is really odd. Let me try to extract it. Maybe it'll prompt me at that point.
Extracting from testbook.rar dialog. List view dot dot folder dot dot folder.
Maybe not. Okay.
Windows.
Oh, that's bizarre. Okay.
Not test. List view not selected setup dot setup dot x.
Okay, why do they put why do they put a password option there if you can't password protect it? That's kind of stupid. Okay, if anybody has any idea why it will not password protect, please let me know. That is very odd.
Setup dot
anywho
list.
Nonetheless
test.
I'm gonna go ahead and delete the test folder.
Deleting dot
no
dot
reason to keep that in here. And I'm also going to delete the, give me a minute.
Deleting dot dot dot. Confirm file delete. Yes to Windows C. List view. Testbook dot tiff and testbook.
Oops.
Confirm.
I'm going to go ahead and
yes button.
Delete the RAR file while I'm at it.
Tape dot a.
There we go. Yeah, I have no idea. That's really odd. Because bizarrely enough, it should have prompted us to enter the password. And then if we entered it successfully, it would have extracted. Yet if we had not entered it properly, it would not have. Now what I wonder is, now wait a minute.
Not selected tape.mp.
There is a possibility.
Dollar volt.
Let me see something. I have an idea.
Tape.mp. Tiffany.txt. Dollar.
There is actually a possibility.
Adobe add a arca as audition oz.abusks one.
Whoops.
Oz.zip.
Hello. Okay, let's go in there. Earth calling Chris.
Zip.
Okay. Let me just go ahead and
.folder setup.
I'm going to see if I can just simply password protect this file just as is. So control P.
Enter default path.
I'll go ahead and put blind cool tech. Tab.
Re-enter.
Put it again. Blind cool tech. Now, I'm going to do something that I did not do before.
Show password check. Encrypt file names checkbox not checked.
We're going to check this.
Check.
And see what that does.
OK button.
Hit OK.
List view. .folder.
OK.
Setup. A.
Well, it definitely did something, but I don't really know what. Let's Alt F4 out of here.
Windows C. Oz.zip.
And let's run it again.
Oz.zip winrar. List view. .folder. Setup. X.
Well, now, wait a minute. See, it's not even encrypting it. What the heck? Okay. Totally whacked. Okay. C colon backslash test. Let me just... Okay.
List view. Setup.x311,010,287,595 application 9/13/2005, 8:36 a.m., 88,152 C90.
Okay, that is really odd, because now I'll bet you that if I Auto 4 out of that, let me see something.
Test. List view not selected. Setup.x. Setup.
See, that's totally bizarre.
List.
Because it should be.
Test.
It should be coming.
Confirm.
Let me delete this.
No button. Yes, but. Deleting .. Dial. Yes to all.
Yes
Windows
to all.
C.
Who cares? Okay, blow that in the ionosphere. okay. I have no earthly idea. It should not be doing that. Perhaps maybe it's a bug in the program. I really don't know. I suppose I could probably email the author and ask him. But before I go that route, to that extreme, I'd like to throw it out to you guys and see if maybe any of y'all might know what the problem might be. I don't know if anyone's a WinRAR user, an avid WinRAR user who uses this as daily as I do, who may have an idea. I'd be very interested to know. Perhaps if somebody is a good WinRAR user and knows how to properly get the password feature to work, I would be very, very interested if you would please be willing to submit a podcast to Larry and have him put it up on how to do the passwording of the files and folders in WinRAR. That would be ever so greatly appreciated by me. I would be very, very gratified if you would do that. As a favor, not just to everyone else, but more even so than anything, as a favor to me. Because I actually do have a couple of archives that I would like to password, so if you know how to do it, let me know. And there are alternative ways you can, of course, secure your files, but that's probably the best and the easiest way if we could get the darn thing to work.
Windows C.
I'm going to close Windows Explorer, Alt F4.
Sony.
So that's pretty much WinRAR for you in a nutshell. Again, you can download it from http://www.rarlab, that's rarlab.com//, might I add, just to clarify. So, with that said, I know that this archive was a little, I know that this particular podcast was a little bit lengthy, and I know it was probably even a little bit verbose. But I know I probably could have gone back and edited it, but frankly, I thought it would be a lot more relaxed and a lot more, just let you feel a little more relaxed and a little more at ease, a little more at home, if I went ahead and basically invited you into my studio and just did it naturally and didn't really actually edit it. Again, like I said, I have every bit of skill to where I could have edited it, but I figured what was the point. And so, Larry, if you want to edit it any, feel free to do so, but frankly, I don't really see any point in it. But you're good enough. If you want to edit it, go right ahead. I could care less. Anyway, I hope that this was informative. I know at the beginning of the podcast I gave my contact information, but I'm going to give it one more time just to clarify and to be sure that you've got it and that you've got it correct. First of all, email and MSN. Chris and Rachel, that's ChrisAndRachel, at Carolina, that's carolina.rr.com. Again, you can use that either for MSN Messenger or for email. Either way will work. My Skype is Chris That's CHRIS28210. And my AOL Instant Messenger is Frisky. That's F as in Foxtrot, RISKY 81066. Oh, and by the way, one thing at the beginning of my podcast here I did not mention is that is not just an AOL Instant Messenger screen name. That is actually a full-blown AOL account. So you can actually send email there to that address as well, frisky81066@aol.com. Now, keep in mind, I do not sign on to my AOL account very often. I may do it once in a week. So I usually go in there and clean out my email in AOL maybe once a week. So if you do send me mail there, don't be alarmed if it takes me about a week to reply to you at most. I will get to it if you do, just know it may take a little longer. Your best bet would be to either MSN me, AIM me, or Skype me. So anyway, that's pretty much that. I want to thank Larry ScoopCom for taking the opportunity to put this up. And again, I hope that this has been very informative. If you guys have any questions, by all means, don't hesitate to ask. That's what I'm here for. And even more importantly, that's what we're here for. So with that said and done, I'm going to go ahead and run. And I hope that, again, this was easy enough for you, for everybody, to follow. But if not, let me know. Let me know how I'm doing, and we'll go from there. I appreciate the continued support of all of you guys supporting me in these tutorials, and I hope that you take care, have a wonderful day wherever you may be, and may God bless you. Goodbye.